Welcome, everyone, to a brand new edition of Learn About World Cuisine, the show that takes you on a culinary tour around the world. Today's topic will be nothing but fun, mind-blowing facts about the Turks and Caicos Islands. And then at the end of the program, I'm going to give you some fun facts about fish and lobsters. Now, why would I do that? The Turks and Caicos Islands are known for their seafood, and they are very large exporters of fish and lobster. So let's get started. The population of the Turks and Caicos Islands are just under 60,000 people as of 2023. And the official language in the Turks and Caicos Islands is English. If you want to travel to the Turks and Caicos Islands, you have to have a valid passport. The Turks and Caicos Islands is a British overseas territory. It is located southeast of the Bahamas, and they are known for tourism and offshore financial centers. The Turks and Caicos Islands are just a little bit, I want to give you an idea of where the islands are located. They are just a little bit over an hour away from Florida. And their time zone is Eastern Standard Time. So our good friends in Florida, if you're listening to the episode, you can get to the Turks and Caicos Islands in just over an hour. I also want to let my listeners know that the Turks and Caicos Islands are not cheap. So they are an upscale, very expensive island where many famous celebrities, who I will name in just a few short minutes, vacation and live in the Turks and Caicos Islands. So we're talking about a little bit more of an expensive spot this week. There are two sets of islands that are separated by what's called Turks Island Passage. So the Turks and the Caicos Islands are 40 islands, with 8 islands being inhabited. And they are separated by what's called the Turks Island Passage. And that waterway is over 7,200 feet deep. And obviously, since the Turks and Caicos Islands are owned by the United Kingdom, they recognize King Charles III as their king. And the legal system in the Turks and Caicos Islands is based upon English common law. Now, here's what I learned, which I found fascinating. Although the Turks and Caicos Islands are pretty much owned by the United Kingdom, our good friends in the UK, we do very well. This show does very well in the UK. I want to say hello to our friends. But they take U.S. currency. So just so everyone knows, even though the Turks and Caicos Islands are owned by the United Kingdom, the currency on those islands are the U.S. dollar, and there are plenty of ATM machines that you can get United States dollars from. The military defense of the Turks and Caicos Islands is the responsibility of the United Kingdom. So if somebody, you know, heaven forbid, were to invade the Turk and Caicos Islands, their defense would be the responsibility of our good friends in the United Kingdom. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to be talking about fish and lobster in just a few minutes. But the main food that they eat in the Turks and Caicos Islands is seafood. That's the prominent cuisine. I decided not to do a fun facts about seafood, and I just wanted to focus on fish and lobster. So we'll get to that at the end of the program. A lot of people think that the Turks and Caicos Islands are a part of the Caribbean. But technically, the islands are not a part of the Caribbean, and they are located adjacent to the north of the Caribbean, but they are not a part of the Caribbean. The Turks and Caicos Islands, as I said, belong to the United Kingdom. There are 40 islands total, but only 8 of the 40 islands are inhabited with people, and they are mainly vacation resorts. I'm going to name a few of the celebrities that vacation in the Turks and Caicos Islands in just a few minutes. As I said, the islands are very expensive. Okay, so this is not a cheap place to go. But I wanted to cover the Turks and Caicos Islands because a lot of people have been asking me about island getaways. And when I start naming the celebrities who regularly go to the Turks and Caicos Islands because it's a private, because it's so luxurious, they get a lot of privacy. You're gonna want to go yourself. Some people say that late August to early November is the least expensive time to visit the Turks and Caicos Islands. Some people say that Hawaii, going to Hawaii, is actually less expensive than going to the Turks and Caicos Islands, especially if you live on the West Coast. All right. Diving, snorkeling, and scuba diving is said to be the best in the world in the islands. The islands also have a national health insurance plan. I thought this was interesting. So the Turks and Caicos Islands have a national health insurance plan, and everybody pays into it, and all employees pay into the national health insurance plan. And that way, every citizen has health insurance. Fishing is also a major component in their economy. Now, why is the Turks and Caicos Islands, why are they so expensive? And the reason that they are so expensive, and some people say they are more expensive than Hawaii, is because most of the things that you normally use are imported. So it costs more. It's going to cost more when you go get them at the store. All of the 8 inhabited islands have airports, but a lot of tourists go to the Turks and Caicos Islands by cruise ship. And we've covered this on a couple other episodes. But there are islands that do not have mail delivery. And that's how it is in the Turks and Caicos Islands. So if you live there, what happens is you have to go to the post office to pick up your mail. Okay? So that is that. There are a lot of places around the world that do not have mail delivery. So you would just go to the post office and pick up your mail on a weekly basis, okay? So I just want to make that clear. There is a cable TV provider in the Turks and Caicos Islands. They also have weekly newspapers, and there are very popular radio stations. The national sport in the Turk and Caicos Islands is cricket. The Olympic Committee, this I found very interesting. The Olympic Committee does not recognize the Turks and Caicos Islands. So the athletes compete for the United Kingdom in the Olympic Games. And like I said, the UK owns the islands. So if you are an Olympian from the islands, you are going to play for the United Kingdom. They are known also for their underwater caves. The islands have historically been known for exporting high-quality salt. And this is a fun fact. So the islands, the Turks and Caicos Islands, have been known for centuries to export very high-quality salt, to the point where George Washington, the first president of the United States, would request that his salt be from the Turks and Caicos Islands. So that's how long the Turks and Caicos Islands have been exporting very high quality salt. I found that pretty, pretty interesting. All right. The Turks and Caicos Islands have had serious discussions for joining Canada on three separate occasions. So Canada has always had their interest in the Turks and Caicos Islands, and there have been serious discussions about joining Canada, having Canada buy the islands on three different occasions. The first occasion was 1917, then 1974, and the last time there were discussions were in 2004. The Turk Islands have some controversy as far as how they were discovered. A lot of people credit the famous explorer Ponce de Leon for discovering the Turks and Caicos Islands. But there are people who believe that the famous explorer Christopher Columbus first landed in the Turks Islands. So there is a controversy there. Some websites say that Ponce de Leon, some websites say Christopher Columbus. There have been many movies filmed in the Turks and Caicos Islands. They average, now this is something that's probably going to have you guys calling up the airport and scheduling a vacation. Astonishingly, the Turks and Caicos Islands average 350 days of sunshine every year. Wow. So there are 300, on average, 350 days of sunshine in the Turks and Caicos Islands. So basically, almost every day has sunshine. So I found that to be fascinating. And I think that's going to make a lot of my listeners go on the next plane to Turks and Caicos. When I get a little bit, in a few minutes, you're going to hear me talking about the famous people that visit and live in the Turks and Caicos Islands. We're going to get there in about 2 minutes. They have the third largest barrier reef in the entire world. The islands also have more than 230 miles of pristine beaches. And like I said, that's why a lot of celebrities vacation there, because it's so expensive to go to the Turks and Caicos Islands that it becomes an exclusive area. And there are a lot of very famous people that vacation there. Between January through April, every year, the Caribbean humpback whales migrate through the Turks Islands. The world, and now this is interesting, the only conch farm in the entire world, conch is basically a sea snail, is located in the Turks and Caicos Islands. The most people that vacation in the Turks and Caicos Islands come from the United States and Canada. So the United States and Canada are having the most people visit the Turks and Caicos Islands. Now, let's talk about who are these famous celebrities that own homes in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Bruce Willis, Oprah Winfrey, and Keith Richards are just three of the many. I'm not going to sit here and name celebrities all day, so I just randomly picked three. So Bruce Willis, Oprah Winfrey, and Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones are just three of the many, many celebrities who own property in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Now, a lot of you listening to the show in America, because we have listeners from all countries around the world, a lot of you listening to the show from America, one of the most famous families that vacation often in the Turks and Caicos Islands are the Kardashians. In fact, they have filmed some of their shows from the Turks and Caicos Islands. The Kardashians are there a lot. So is Justin Bieber. He goes to the Turks and Caicos Islands a lot. And Jay-Z mentions the Turks and Caicos Islands in one of his songs. So if you are in the elite group of celebrities, most of them, way too many for me to name on this episode, vacation in the Turks and Caicos Islands. The waters of the Turks and Caicos Islands are said to be crystal clear and bright turquoise. That is one of the attractions of the celebrities vacationing in the islands. The beaches are some of the best in the entire world. The islands also have over 250 different species of fish in their waters. Now, I want everyone to hang on, because when I start talking about fish and lobster at the end of this program, some of the information is going to blow your mind. Lobsters are in season in the islands from the middle of August to April. The biggest export from the Turk and Caicos Islands is conch. And as I said, conch is a very famous food that is enjoyed by a lot of the world. And what is conch? Conch is a medium to large sea snail. And if you do exploring around the world, you will learn that conch, which is a medium to large sea snail, is eaten regularly, and some places have it as their national dish in many places around the world. It's just not popular in America. The Turks and Caicos Islands have an 880-pound whale. The whale's name is Jojo, and he has been swimming in their waters since the early 1980s. So some people say he is the mascot. But the whale's name is Jojo, and he has been swimming in their waters since the early 1980s. There are a lot of wildlife roaming around freely in the Turk and Caicos Islands. So it's very common to see goats and pigs just roaming the streets. The Turks and Caicos Islands have a lot of churches for worship. So there's all different religions represented on the islands. The Turks and Caicos Islands also have FedEx delivery. How about that? If anybody watches the History Channel, a fascinating story about how FedEx started. I mean, it is really interesting. And FedEx delivers on the Turks and Caicos Islands. The islands also have a warm climate. So when you pack your bags to visit the islands, you can pack lightly. Fish and seafood, to this day, is a huge export in the islands. Okay? And that is why I chose to cover fun facts about fish and lobster at the end of this program in just a few short minutes. Okay? But seafood is the most prominent food in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Okay? So we're going to focus on fish and lobster in just a few minutes. The Turks and Caicos Islands have internet service providers. So there is internet on the island. So you don't have to worry about getting internet in the Turks and Caicos Islands. You're going to find that in a lot of the islands, your taxi driver is independently owned and operated. Okay? So when you get taxis on these islands, the guy driving you owns and operates the taxi cabs. So he's the owner of the cab. Good news for people that have the money to travel to the Turks and Caicos Islands is that the time zone is Eastern Standard Time. And as I said earlier, you can get there by plane in just a little over an hour. I mentioned this in a lot here. This is something I want to focus on. I have mentioned this in many, many episodes, okay? But there are a lot of places around the world where they just add the tip to your bill. It's called a service charge. There are also a lot of places around the world where tipping is not a thing. In America, tipping is a big deal. And people judge people upon tips. I saw a billionaire. He was posted on TikTok because he tipped 50%. He had a $250 restaurant bill, and he tipped $125. So tipping is a very important thing in America, but in other areas around the world, some places tipping is not a thing. And there are places around the world where tipping is not even known. The Turks and Caicos Islands is half and half, okay? So a lot of places in the Turks and Caicos Islands will add a service charge to your bill. So when you get your bill at the restaurant, make sure you look and make sure you weren't charged a service charge. That service charge is the tip, okay? But some restaurants in the Turks and Caicos Islands do not add a service charge, and those restaurants, it is appropriate to tip. So I want to make sure I am clear on that. A lot of people are surprised to learn, as we go through these episodes, that there are certain area of the world, certain areas of the world, where tipping is not even a thing. It's not even a part of their culture. But Turks and Caicos will have a service charge on your bill, which is usually 15%. If it does not have that service charge, then it is customary to tip. All right, I want everyone to give themselves a round of applause. Okay. I want you all to give yourselves a round of applause. I think we gave you all the fun facts about the Turks and Caicos Islands. And as I said earlier, they are known to be expensive islands. So a lot of your elite celebrities vacation there. And I'm not going to spend the whole episode naming which celebrities vacation there. There's way too many to name. So I just gave you three. Okay. That'll get the point home that the Turks and Caicos Islands are an upscale. Some people say it's more expensive to vacation there than Hawaii. So the rest of the episode, we are going to focus on fun, mind-blowing facts about fish. And then I'm going to give you fun, mind-blowing facts about lobster. And that's going to tie in our episode about the Turks and Caicos Islands. They are a major export of fish and lobster. So let's start with the fun facts about fish. Whale sharks are the biggest fish in the entire world. In the English language, the word fish can be both singular and plural. Did you know that fish can actually drown?
What?
It is possible for a fish to drown. And just because the name fish is in a name does not make it an official fish. Now, what am I talking about? Jellyfish, for instance, for an example, jellyfish are not actual fish. So there are a lot of things that have the name fish in them that are not technically fish. Jellyfish is one of them. Jellyfish is not a fish. A fish has a very small brain, okay? Now, here is something. I want everyone to hold on to your chairs. I don't want anyone listening to this episode to get injured falling off your chair, because this is a mind-blowing fact. Sound travels faster in water than it does in air. So fish have an incredible sense of hearing.
What?
Sound travels faster in water than it does in the air. So fish have an incredible sense of hearing. Also, if you have an aquarium at home, or if you have a fish tank, just so you know, it is possible for fish to make sounds. So if you're walking by your aquarium or your fish tank and you're hearing noise, it is possible for fish to make sound. Now, here's something that I was so surprised that I almost fell off my chair. You ready for this? Could be one of the fun facts of the day. Did you know that a fish can actually get sunburn?
What?
A fish can actually get sunburn. Sharks actually have eyelids. I had somebody tell me this years ago, and I thought they were nuts. Sharks have eyelids. The immune system of a fish is very similar to a human being. Oh, here's a great one. There is a fish called a putter fish. And the putter fish is very, very poisonous. Okay? And it has the ability to kill 30 people. It's called a putter fish. In Japan, they eat this poisonous fish called a putter fish. So if you are a chef in Japan and you are serving putter fish, you actually have to be certified. And that is because putter fish are very highly poisonous. And it has the ability to kill 30 people. So if you are a chef in Japan and you are serving putter fish, you have to have a license to do it. Okay. The only fish that can swim standing up is a seahorse. And a male seahorse carries eggs that is given to them by a female. So when they produce, the male seahorse receives eggs from the female seahorse, carries the eggs for the female, and that is how they reproduce. Did you know the next time you go, to a restaurant and you order salmon, okay, so if you're in the restaurant, you're like, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the salmon with asparagus. Keep in mind that salmon The salmon fish that you just ordered has the ability to swim very long distances. So salmon are known to swim very long distances. A clownfish. Now, what is a clownfish? You're probably sitting at home saying, what is a clownfish? You've probably heard of a clownfish from the movie Finding Nemo. And the way a clownfish gets its name is because of the bright colors that they have. So that is why clownfish are called clownfish. If anybody watched the movie Finding Nemo, that you'll know what a clownfish is. And because a clownfish has a lot of bright colors, that is how they got their name. I thought this was pretty fascinating. If you see a school of fish, so if you see a large amount of fish swimming together, they actually have a leader. What? Let me explain. If you see a school of fish swimming, there is actually one of those fish that is the leader of the pack, and that is the fish in the center. I found that mind-blowing. Most fish can only swim forward in one direction. Now, here's another thing. Everyone talks about fish having a foul odor. I'm sure we've all had that happen. This smells like fish. Fish are known for having a foul odor, a very bad odor. But just so you know, a fish in water does not smell at all. Okay? So the reason that you smell that horrible odor from the fish is because it gets that odor after it is taken out of the sea. So once you bring a fish out of the water and it dies, that is when the bad odor starts. Okay? So if you have a fish and you grab it from the ocean, you're not going to smell that bad odor. It happens after the fish is out of the water and you have it, or it dies. According to statistics, there are over 4 million tons of fish. What? No. No, see, I do voice to text and my notes are playing with me. All right. According to statistics, 154 million, with an M, tons of fish are caught in the ocean every year. That is an amazing stat. How about this? People using fish as art, so paintings of fish, having artwork that contain fish, has been done all the way back to the caveman times. When they explored caves, they found drawn pictures of fish on the walls of the cave. So people have been using fish in their art since all the way back in the days of the cavemen. Here is something. I just had this happen not too long ago. So I want to take a moment to pause so everyone can hear this. I seen this happen in my own private life. You ready? If you like to fish, keep in mind that a lot of people who fish catch the fish and throw it back, right? And they think they're doing a great deed. Just so you know, the majority of fish that are caught and thrown back into the ocean die shortly afterwards. So I was fishing one time. I don't fish, just so everyone knows. I went on one trip. And on that trip, we had a guy who was catching fish and throwing it back. And he was acting like he was doing the greatest thing in the world. Just so you know, the majority of fish that are caught and thrown back into the water die a short time after. All right. I don't want to get into this too much because I know we have a lot of fans, a lot of listeners that fish, but they'll be the ones to tell you that there are a lot of rules and regulations in commercial fishermen. They have a lot of rules and regulation when you catch fish in large quantities. I am not an expert, so I'm not going to dive into that. Scientists admit that they have only... What? Let me read this again. Even though I wrote the show, I got to read it again. Scientists admit that they have only done research on 1% of the ocean. So there is 99% of the ocean around the world has not been explored by scientists. So there are a lot of mysteries in the ocean. The scientists admit that they have only done research and explored 1% of the ocean in the entire world. All right, so I think we did a good job. I want everyone to give themselves a round of applause. I think we did a great job giving you fun facts about fish. Keep in mind this episode is about the Turks and Caicos Islands. They are major seafood and fish and lobster play a prominent role in that area of the world. So we talked about the Turks and Caicos Islands. We gave you fun facts. I just gave you fun facts about fish. And now we are going to end the episode. The rest of the episode will be fun facts about lobsters. And you, some of this information is going to absolutely astonish you. Okay? So let's get started. I've mentioned this on other episodes of this show, but we're going to reiterate it since we're giving fun facts about lobsters. Did you know that lobster was once considered a poor man's food? What? Lobster, at one time, was considered a poor man's food. Okay? So, lobster at one time was so much a cheap food, okay, that people were embarrassed to eat lobster. So lobster just became the fancy food it is today not too long ago. There was a time in history where lobster was so plentiful that it was associated with poor people. Okay? So there was a time in history where lobster was so plentiful that it was served in jails for prisoners. There was a time in history where lobsters were so abundant that people would be embarrassed to eat lobster. Lobster just became a fancy food not too long ago, okay? So lobster just started becoming a fancy food not too long ago. There was a time that lobster was so abundant that when it rained a heavy storm, you would find hundreds of them laying on the beach. They got thrown out of the water and they would be stacked up on the beach. Lobster just became a fancy food not too long ago. Your lobster is not naturally red. What? The color of your lobster is not naturally red. It becomes red after it is cooked. How about that? So when you go into the water, because people still catch lobsters by hand today, they wear a special glove. So when you go into the water, if you were to pull a lobster out of the water with your hands, they are not red. Lobster becomes red after it gets cooked. The lobster fishermen throw back lobsters that are too small or too big. So the lobster fishermen catch a ton of lobsters that are thrown back into the ocean after catching them. And that is because there are rules to the size of the lobster. So if the lobster is too big or if it's too small, they get thrown back into the ocean. How about that? Of course, since I wrote the show, I have lost my place. Hold on 1 second so we can catch up. All right. Here we go. A lobster has the ability to swim both forward and backwards. When lobsters run out of food, they eat other lobsters. What? So when a lobster runs out of food, cannibalism sets in, and they start eating smaller lobsters. Former President George W. Bush and his wife Barbara have a favorite restaurant in Kennebunkport, Maine, and lobster was their favorite thing to order on the menu. A lobster from the state of Maine usually has large, meaty claws. Your lobster lives in the mud on the bottom of the ocean. So what they do is a lot of people still catch lobsters by hand, and they go down into the mud of the ocean. A lobster can grow up to 4 feet long. And a lobster can actually weigh 40 pounds. Could you imagine? Could you imagine going out on an expedition where you catch lobsters and you catch a 40-pound lobster? Oh, my goodness. It is believed that a lobster can live to be 100 years old. Wow. How did the native lobsters have been eaten since the beginning of time? Okay, so how did the Native Americans used to cook their lobster? The Native Americans used to wrap lobsters in seaweed and cook them over hot rocks. That is how the Native Americans used to eat lobster. Just like any other food, if you hold the butter, a lobster is a very low-calorie food. Basically, lobster is only 96 calories for every 3.5 ounces. All right. I told you that. Now, like I told you, lobsters at one time were caught by hand. And it wasn't until the middle of the 19th century when lobster traps started to become popular. So I want to make it clear, they do not catch lobsters anymore by hand. There's a thing called a lobster trap, and that is how they catch lobsters in large quantities. But at one time, the way to catch lobsters was by hand. A soft-shell lobster tends to have sweeter, more tender meat. Okay. A lobster has poor eyesight, but they have an incredible sense of smell. The blood of a lobster is not red like humans. The blood of a lobster is actually clear. How about that? It is recommended that a 1 pound lobster is cooked for at least 15 minutes. So if you're going to spend a fortune on lobster, make sure that one it's 15 minutes per pound. Now, here is what's becoming popular, and this sounds pretty good. What's becoming more popular in the world of cooking lobsters is that a lobster is being steamed in beer instead of water. What? So what they do is they get a pilsner or a lager, and they put it in a pot, and they steam the lobster in the beer. That is becoming the newest trend. Maine, the great state of Maine, let's say hello to our great listeners in Maine. We had a few of them last week. Maine is famous for producing the most lobster. And some people say it is the best lobster. Nowadays, they catch lobsters in a huge thing called a lobster pot. All right? And some states actually allow the lobster fishermen to have as many as 800 lobster traps or lobster pots. In the state of Maine, our great friends in Maine, if you are going to be a lobster fisherman, you have to have an apprenticeship of at least 2 years before you can catch a lobster on your own. I think that's great. So the state of Maine makes you be an apprentice on a lobster boat for 2 years before they allow you to catch lobster on your own. The brain of a lobster is no bigger than a tip of a ballpoint pen, so they have very small brains. Now, here's what I thought was interesting. It is actually a serious crime. It is a felony that you can go to jail for a pretty significant time if you steal another person's lobster pot. So it is actually a felony crime to steal another person's lobster trap. Most lobsters are nocturnal. What does that mean? That means they like to stay up at night. So nighttime is the best time to catch lobsters. Most of the lobsters caught in the state of Maine, hello Maine, are caught between June and December. Now, catching lobster, now, this is what I read, and I found this pretty interesting. The state of Maine, the lobster catching in the state of Maine is so competitive that you can get in big trouble if you plant your lobster trap or lobster pot next to another person's. And that is because the lobster traps or pots can get tangled up with each other, and you'll be ruining the catch for the other person. So the state of Maine, according to one of the researched websites I read, they're very intense if you are near their lobster pot. Now, here is something fascinating. The boat owner of a lobster boat, the owner of the lobster boat, makes a lot more money than the people who are in the crew. So if you want to make a lot of money in the lobster business, you want to own the boat, the lobster boat, because they make so much more money than the crew. All right. All right, listen, I want everyone to give themselves a round of applause. I think we pretty much gave all the fun facts there is about the Turks and Caicos Islands. And I think we did a great job in giving fun facts about lobsters and fish. Now, somebody said to me last week, they said they love listening to this show because I do not give you promos throughout the whole show. So the time for me to promote the show is always at the end of the show. So if you're one of my regular listeners, I get a lot of loyal people that listen every week. If you're one of my regular listeners, I will talk to you next Thursday morning. But if you're one of my new listeners, 73% of the audience from last week, 73% were brand new listeners to the show. So my regular listeners, I will talk to everyone next Thursday morning. If you are a new listener, if you're one of the 73% of the new listeners from last week, I want to teach you how to listen to the show, okay? So the first way you can listen to this great program is you can go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify. Joe Rogan said if Kevin Wilson is not on Spotify, I am going to turn down the $500 million contract. So I said, okay, Joe, I'll put the show on Spotify. You can also listen to the show on iHeartRadio. I had someone come up to me last week. They're like, hey, man, I'm on iHeartRadio. I said, everybody is on iHeartRadio. You can also listen to the show on Amazon Music. Because this show has the word world in it, we get a lot of algorithm from people around the world that are listening on Amazon Music. Okay? So you can go to your favorite podcast platform. You can put in Learn About World Cuisine, and I have 190 episodes on the platforms. Now, somebody said to me last week, that's great, but what is the show? The show is called Learn About World Cuisine. What I do is I do voice to text in my phone. I do about 6 hours of research every week, and I find out fun facts from each location around the world, and then at the end of each program, I give you fun facts about the cuisine associated with that location. This is episode number 190. And as you probably heard today, everything is done for fun, okay? I don't collect any money. This show is done because I enjoy doing it. And I love every day looking at the different countries around the world that has listened to the show. Last week, Japan, our good friends in Japan, we had a few dozen downloads in Japan. Singapore, I want to say hello to our friends in Singapore. Lots of listeners last week in Singapore. So I enjoy, you know, that kind of thing. So I do about 6 hours of research, and I give you fun facts about the location first, and then we do the food associated with the location. Now, because I told you, this show is done totally for fun. It's just something I do for fun, okay? You probably heard my Amazon device talking to me earlier, and you probably heard something just fell on the floor a few minutes ago. That is because the show is done for complete fun. I do it right in my living room. There's no engineer. There's no fancy pants stuff going on with this show. Now, how can you support the show? Well, go to your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. I had someone tell me last week, what does subscribe mean? Subscribe means that you're going to get a text message, basically, every time a new episode comes out. So go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, or just a couple, and you put in Learn About World Cuisine, and you can subscribe to the show. Now, what is the second way to listen to the show? The second way you can listen to this fabulous program, probably the best travel show in the world, is you can go to your smart device. I have Alexa, and I'm going to be curious to see if that came through. My Alexa device was talking to me while I was recording, and you can say, Alexa, play the latest episode of the Learn About World Cuisine podcast, and she will do it for you. If you have a Google device, you can just say, hey, Siri, play the latest episode of the Learn About World Cuisine podcast, and it will do it. What is the third way? What is the third way to listen to this great program? The third way you can listen to this outstanding program is you can go to my website. This is the 13th year that I have owned my website. It's called Philly Restaurant Reviews with an S.com. So it's P-H-I-L-L-Y, the word restaurant, reviews with an S.com. This is the 13th year that my website has been in operation. Okay? So if you go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, boom! Right on the front page, I got a click that'll get you to all 190 episodes. I receive my listener emails from there. So if you go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, you can send us a message, and I will answer your questions. We just had someone asking about a restaurant in Old City. We've had people asking about different areas around the world. And I'm able to give you the answers because I've already done it. I've already covered most places around the world. So I've had people come up to me and say, hey, Kevin, listen to my podcast. And I've even had people giving me business cards. I don't like to search for things. So I don't like to search for things. So the easiest way you can listen to the show, go to my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, click on the link, and you'll have 190 episodes to choose from. And like I said, this show is totally done for fun. We've had people thinking it was a serious show. We do this show for fun. The show is giving nothing but fun facts. I had somebody make a comment to me, oh, for all the money you make, there is no money involved. This is totally done for fun. I like doing the research. I enjoy writing the show. So this show is totally done for fun. Okay, it's not a political show. I had somebody trying to accuse me of politics. No, it's done for fun. This show is 100% done because I enjoy doing it. It's done totally for fun. So the best way to support the show is go to your favorite podcast platform, click on the subscribe button, and subscribe to the show. And if you don't know what subscribe means, basically they'll send you what technically is a text message every time the show comes out. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. And keep in mind, if it's Thursday morning, it's time for you to check your favorite podcast platform or my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, for the latest episode of the Learn About World Cuisine podcast. I will talk to everyone next Thursday.